Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in French and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Oraxes, or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui a mis en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec entre autres les frères Montgolfier et leur célèbre montgolfière qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse ou TGV, détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons bien sûr aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins sans frontières et Emmaüs International. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Ching Hai a été invité à se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romances et d'histoires colorées pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. Nous vous invitons donc à présent à suivre cette discussion suivante entre le maître suprême Ching Hai et les membres de notre association intitulée « Histoire de maîtres du passé testant la foi de leurs disciples ». C'était à Paris, en France, en octobre 2007.
plays magic music. They're not just simple music, they're magic. Yeah? I really make you go somewhere else, huh? Yeah. It's wonderful. You have anything else?
Just violin.
Violin? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Please, give us some fun. Yeah, that's cool. You can accompany him or not? No? Different one, huh? This is a good one, even though so small, but it sounds so real. Yeah. It's cool. Mm-hmm. How long did you have to practice for this magic music?
Not long.
Not long? You've been used to it then, or what?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So cool. Are you a real musician or just hobby? No wonder, my God. Oh, we are very honored to have a real musician playing real music. Are you also a real musician?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you. you so much. That's really nice. Yeah. So nice music, huh? Why can't we just stay here and play violin every day? How come people don't have the same what we have? Why? What's so difficult? What's so difficult so for being romantic, yeah, or kind, or considerate, or simple? How difficult it is to be simple. Oh, wonderful. Yes, look very happy. Do it when you want. Thank you. Real musicians. Wonderful. You really look like musicians.
Take more.
I don't know how a musician should look, but they really don't like it. There's a kind of sweetness about them, you know? A kind of innocent childhood, you know, a kind of innocent purity about musicians. Okay, I tell you a story. There was a master, you know? It's a true story in India somehow, long time ago. There was a master. One day, you know, he wanted to protect all of his so-called intimate disciple, you know, the close disciple, out to town, yeah. Because before that, the night before, everybody have a festival. Everybody profess that, Master, I love you, I follow you forever, I die for you. The next day, he took the whole love you, Master, go to a brothel, you know. Yeah. And he went up there, and the chief prostitute saw him, knowing that he's a holy man. You know, she kneeled down and says, "Oh, Master, it's my honor that you come to my place. Please tell me what I can do for you and your holy disciple." Okay. And then the Master said, "Oh, I just need to spend one night here in your place." He said, "Oh, that will be done, Master. Anything else? And also you bring me a plate, vegetable, but cover it. Don't let people see what's in there. I want to eat, but cover, you know, vegetarian food, but cover it. And bring me a bottle with syrup, you know, syrup, the color, look like wine, yeah. So the bottle, the wine bottle, but with syrup in it. And then a plate of vegetable and all kind, yeah? Vegetarian dish, cover it, okay. The moment they enter, the whole town already talk. Oh, isn't that Maharaji so-and-so? And look at what he's doing with his Maharaj disciple in this kind of Maharaj place. They all talk a lot. And all the disciples already feel very, very dishonored, yeah? And they're just standing there, you know, standing, talking, don't know what to do. And the master went upstairs to the chief of the prostitute's place, and she just stand by and he said, "Now, kindly lend me your bed for tonight, and you go sleep downstairs, somewhere else." She said, "Yes, master, no problem." She left. And then he eat his vegetable, he drink his orange juice, and then he went to bed to go sleep. Next morning, when he wake up and come down, all disciples left, except one. And he said, "Where are everybody else?" The only one and only leftover disciples said, "They all left the moment you enter the prostitute room, Master. They all left already." He said, "But why?" He said, "Well, the whole town talk about them, about you and about them, like you have a bottle of wine and you cover the meat plate, otherwise why should you cover it?" Yeah, because if it's vegetarian, why he has to cover it so secretly, you know? And you have a bottle of wine even, and you go to a room of the prostitute. So they think something wrong with you. They think you must have fallen, and so they all left you already, Master. I'm so sorry. Anything I can do for you? I'm the only one. So Master said, "Then why are you not with them? Why are you still here?" So he said, "Master, I would have left with them, but I wouldn't know where to go." She said, "Why that?" He said, "Everywhere I go, you would be there anyway." I mean, you see the Master everywhere. So what's the use of running away from him? So then he chooses one to be his successor, of course, afterward, eh? But I think he tested them too hard, no? If I were me, I wouldn't even go there. I would be one. And make it into an ashram. Yeah, make it into an ashram after the bad ones are gone, huh? Anyway, and turn them all into disciples, no? Anyway. And that's another testing story about a master want to test his gun. One day, actually, one of the Sikh guru, at that time they had to fight a lot. So he needed gun and, you know, horses and fighting men. At that time it was a bloody time for the Sikh disciples and the masters. One day, some of his disciples bought him a new gun, you know. That time, I think they just invented gun. And this is a good gun with no backfire. So he said he wanted to test it, you know. So he said to one of his attendants, yeah, the so-called the most loyal and always professed master, you are the best. I follow you forever. So he said, okay, I want to test my new gun, but I need a target. Could you please stand there and I see if it's really as good as they have advertised. If it's really worth the money that my disciple has spent. So Lila said, oh, Master, I would die for you, but I have children, you know. And my wife would kill me if I if I die right now. She would kill me. Can you believe it? If I die, she would kill me. And then so the master said, okay, never mind, I understand. You go into my horse stall, yeah, and ask my servicemen here, any of them to come here so I can use as a target to test. So Lila went to the horse stable and conveyed the guru's message. Oh, they all ran, 5, 6 of them all running, come to the master. One is still combing his hair, the other one still tying the turban, the other is still tying the shoes. We are here, Master, I am here. And the master say again that he wants to have a target, yeah? Well, to test his gun. So all of them are, you know, like compete with each other to be the target. They all tell the guru that, oh, this guy is very good for the horse. He must be alive to take care of the horse. And the other one said, no, that guy is better. He's specialized, you know, in horse nutrition. Without him, the horse will die. I am better to die, you know, and better to be the target. So one after another, they compete with each other to die. So finally, the master said, okay, I pick one of you, yeah? They push back and forth, so I said, okay, this one, go. And then he immediately go out and stand there, and smiling, yeah. So the guru just shoot one, you know, right at him, but above his head. And then he didn't die anyway, yeah. So he said, oh, I was just testing you guys. Why would I want to kill you? And the Lila, you know, the most faithful attendant, was very ashamed. And he said, oh, if only I know the guru only wants to test my faith, I would have stand there already.
Merci d'avoir été avec nous aujourd'hui dans Entre Maîtres et Disciples. Restez avec nous pour le monde des animaux, nos cohabitants, et c'est juste après les nouvelles d'exception, et c'est bien sûr ici sur Supreme Master Television. Alors à bientôt, et que Dieu vous bénisse. We thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell for now, and God bless.